Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Monday, the day before mandatory minicamp. Voluntary no more, people. Got to be in the building or else you're in trouble with the old Green Bay Packers. And news breaking, I guess you could categorize it, earlier this morning that Aaron Rodgers is indeed at 1265 Lombardi in preparation for the start of mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. So Rodgers will have his first opportunity to work with some of his new receivers, the rookies, Sammy Watkins, etc., provided that they're all in town, which I got to imagine they will be. So we'll see what all the hubbub is about once Aaron Rodgers steps on the practice field tomorrow. Open to the public, might I remind you. So if you're in the Green Bay area, feel free to drop on by Ray Nitschke Field. Take a look at four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers and his new toys. Might be a good time. Speaking of new toys, speaking of new things, stuff you might want. Remember, Father's Day is coming up, only a few weeks away. I know we all give Father's Day short shrift and Mother's Day is where it's at. And then it's like, Father's Day, right? Dad, here's some pipe tobacco. That's what I did when I was a kid. My dad smoked a pipe and, oh, I miss that smell, something fierce, to the point where I almost want to take up smoking myself at this point, but I'm not going to. But Father's Day is coming up, so what you should do is head to ballparkblueprints.com and get your dad, the father in your life, who's a big Packers fan, this old-school Lambeau print for the wall of his den, living room, what have you, a great classic alternative to the usual photography-based sports posters that get relegated to the basement or man cave. These prints look like art. People love hanging them in a den, a living room, or professional office. Head to ballparkblueprints.com. Use code CHEESEHEAD. That's code CHEESEHEAD for 10% off. They got a ton of different merch with this design on it. I highly recommend it. I'm going to have one in my living room soon enough. Be sure to check it out. The link that you need, Ballpark Blueprints, direct to that print, is in the description of this video. So make sure you check that out. And don't forget, use promo code CHEESEHEAD to get 10% off. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. And always good to see Brandy here, especially when she very, very first out of the gate with a stay on target. That's right. Stay on target, Packers fans. We got a couple days of minicamp and then it's a break. Got a little bit of a break. We'll probably be bringing back daily Cheesehead TV Packers trivia. I know Big Daddy Cool Breeze will be very excited, along with Big B. So be ready for that. I'll probably start maybe not next week, but the week after. But yeah, a little bit of a break in the old NFL calendar is coming up. So stay on target, Packers fans. Good day from London. Good day, Dale. Good day from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Complicated fella. I knew you'd ask. I knew somebody would. Did you and Olive find a dog you both like or still in the research phase? I think we've narrowed it down to two. Have not acquired one yet. Olive much preferred going to the carnival on this weekend rather than going dog shopping, but we are close. We are very close. Del Aroz, what's up, man? Aaron Rodgers plays this season. Jordan Love shows promise in the preseason. Aaron Rodgers commits to 2023 season. Packers pick up Jordan Love's fifth-year option. Aaron Rodgers retires of the 2023 season. What does Jordan Love's contract look like in 2024? Man, that's a lot of what-ifs, man. My brain's too hurt this early in the morning to contemplate the what-ifs. Look at the video I posted. I talked all about that on the how long will Aaron Rodgers play. As far as Jordan Love's contract, if Aaron Rodgers were to come back and if the Packers picked up Jordan Love's fifth-year option, I just think that's an untenable situation. I can't imagine. I think the most likely scenario is that Jordan Love looks competent this preseason and they trade him prior to having to pick up his fifth-year option. That would be my guess right now. But we'll see. A lot to play out as far as how he looks in the preseason and what kind of interest he generates. Kurt says, carry the G. What's up, man? What's up, Aaron? Could Cheesehead TV maybe do a series going over key Packers players' moments in history for the younger fans like me? Also, keep up the great work, man. Thank you very much, Haroon. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do something like that. The problem is always we don't have the rights to the footage, right? And it's hard to do much around plays or moments when all you can show is still pictures, especially some of the older stuff, because you have limited availability. But I might do something. Maybe I'll get Cody on that. make it Cody's problem. But, you know, it's a good idea. I like it a lot. Now, the idea of like younger fans not knowing, and I've sprinkled some of that in on the channel as far as, you know, praising Bob Harlan, the nightmare that was Randy Moss. But I'll do something like that. It's a good idea. What's going to be the best position battle in camp? Good question, David. I mean, I think wide receiver is an obvious one, right? I've talked about this before. I think maybe a number of spots along the offensive line. We'll see what's up with David Bakhtiari. We'll see what's up with Yash at right tackle, if that's where he is. Maybe he's, you know, battling with Cole Van Lannen, who's been playing right tackle while he's at left during OTAs. I think that fourth corner spot obviously is going to be one that people are going to have an eye on. There's no doubt that, you know, they're so solid with those first three, but who knows what they're going to look like in nickel and dime, especially some of the more kind of light packages, so to speak. And then, I mean, as the roster is constructed right now, I mean, whoever's coming up at outside linebacker, is that Garvin? Maybe the rookie. I mean, that's a spot where you can turn some heads in to starting tomorrow in minicamp, but especially in training camp. I think those are going to be scrutinized heavily because Lord knows once you get past Preston and Rashawn, there's not a whole lot, not a lot of proven production there. Jeff, kicker competition? I'd be surprised if it's much of a competition. That's just my thinking, but we'll see. Brandy says right guard. I think there's three playing for that spot. Brandy, I know they'll probably rotate people in, but I gotta think that's Newman's spot to lose. And undoubtedly we will read a lot about and see a lot of guys rotating in there, as you're suggesting. And there's a chance maybe one of the rookies jumps out. Maybe Newman regresses, etc. But I suspect that he was running with the ones there in OTAs, probably will be for minicamp. I gotta think, barring again, like a complete regression on his part, I would suspect that's his gig. But you never know. We'll see. Sean, what's going on, man? I've been watching old Packer highlights and just amazed at Jordy's speed. How does he compare to other wide receivers like Jennings or Sharp? I mean, he had long speed, right? I mean, his ability to kind of what they call chew up the cushion when guys played off and get him to foot. Like one of the things that made that post route so deadly as far as that deep shot where Rodgers would roll out and hit Jordy deep on a post, one of the things that made him so deadly on that play was his ability to get up on a guy quick and make him commit with his hips. And as soon as he flipped those hips, that's when Jordy would make the cut. But yeah, his speed compared to Jennings, I don't know. I can't even remember what either of their 40 times were, but to me, I think Jordy pre-knee injury was probably his play speed was a little bit faster, but Jennings was so smooth. Yeah, Jennings was never like a speed demon, right? He never relied on his speed. As far as Sharp, I mean, he was just otherworldly. I would put Sharp, you know, well above Jordy when it comes to just pure speed. He was a freak, man. Sharp was an athletic freak. Dustin, what's up, man? Well, the lack of pass rush hurt the snow fly zone. Well, you're assuming a lack of pass rush. Just because they're thin doesn't mean, as far as experience and production goes, doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to rush the passer. They've still got interior pressure possibilities. Hell, they've still got the possibility that someone might jump up at outside backer. It's a little too early to be assuming there won't be any pressure. They will find ways to get to the quarterback. There is plenty of talent on hand. And don't forget, Walker could kick outside too. He did that at Georgia. I suspect they'll probably see what they've got there on certain passing downs. We'll see what happens. But I would hold way off on the idea that they won't be able to generate pressure, because I think they're going to be okay in that regard. No Kevin King, please. Wait, is that no Kevin King, please? Lots of pronunciations are exclamations there. No, what? I don't understand. Why no Kevin King? If he's cheap, I think that's a no-brainer. I think it's a signing you absolutely make, especially if you get to camp and you see that what you have on hand isn't the answer. You 100% make that call if you're Brian. But we'll see. I mean, I suspect they're, you know, Shamar Jean Charles, some other guys might jump up, etc. you know, I think there's a good chance they do kind of move on from Kevin, but you never know. Injuries can strike. Any one of those is a possibility. So I wouldn't close the door on that just yet. Chris, the time for Rodgers to meet his new young weapons. Absolutely. You know, every eye is going to be trained on it. No doubt about it. Jeff, what's up, man? Probability we sign a vet wide receiver. So much cap on the interwebs. Crap on the interwebs. Sorry. I think the probability is minimal. But we'll see. You know, there's a chance, I would say, prior to the start of camp. But once camp starts, I would think my guess is going to be that they're going to ride with what they've got. If injuries were to strike during camp, then maybe they sign a vet. But I think they're going to roll with what they got for now. That would be my guess. What else we got here? Hello, Nags. Hope you have a great day. Well, thank you, Kelly Metcalf. That's very nice of you. Thanks so much. Shadid, what's up? I had to add periods in between to pause like that just happened. By the way, that's what she said. That's terrible. Watson goes Zoom. I hope so. I think a lot of the anti-King sentiment is because of the TJ Watt debacle. Most likely. Well, I think that and maybe it might have something to do with giving up a late first half touchdown in an NFC fucking championship game. I mean, call me crazy, but I think that might have something to do with it. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. What do they do with the dollars they have left? $17 million for midseason patch-ups. I think they'll, you know, and I know $17 million has been thrown out there. Who knows how lock solid that is. They certainly have more than many teams. I think a lot of that, maybe not a lot, but some of that will get rolled over. They'll hold on to it and roll it over next year to deal with other things that they, you know, have coming down the pike as far as contracts go. You know, remember how everyone was freaking out coming into this offseason. Be nice to have a little cushion. So, but yes, I think you want a little bit to play with, right? Some kind of cap space that you can, if things happen, which they inevitably do during an NFL season, you can go sign someone on the street or you can pluck someone off a practice squad. You can do whatever you need to do to keep the ship afloat. You need cap space to do that. And look, is there a possibility that there's a wide receiver vet signing? You know, yeah. Who knows? OBJ is ready to go. Maybe Julio Jones brings down his pricing demands. Who knows? But then you've got the space, the ability to go move it. Don't forget, I don't think at the start of last year, many people were assuming Odell Beckham Jr. was going to come available in the middle of the year. And yet he did. And when that happened, the Packers had no money, you know? So, and that was because they were trying to run it back with a team that was on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. I'm not chiding them for that, but they had no money. And that's one of the reasons. I don't think it's the only reason, but it's one of the reasons that they lost him to LA. Be nice to have $17 million lying around so that you can say, hey, OBJ, we can do you a solid and pay you pretty well if you want to come play with Aaron Rodgers and chase a ring. Another one. You know, so things happen throughout an NFL season that you do not see coming all the time. You know, and it's always nice to have the ability to operate with cap space. Dustin, what's up, man? Think we can afford to re-sign All-Pro Vince Beagle? Didn't he just sign with somebody? I thought I saw he signed. But maybe he didn't. If not, I'd love it. Because I know when they let him go, that was because Mike Pettine wasn't a fan. So, you know, Pettine's out the door. Who knows? Maybe. I'd love to get him on teams, man. Absolutely. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's up, man? Nags, are you planning on holding court at Kroll's this season? Doubt it. Maybe during training camp, I should do like a daily Kroll's chat. That'd be fun. That'd be a good time. Nags, do you think better all-around linebacker play will allow Gary/Smith to rush in new ways more consistently? I don't know. I don't think it changes too much for those guys. You know, as far as what they do up front, you know, will having Devondre and potentially Walker on the field for the most part, will it affect them up front much? I don't think so. Now, maybe it changes Joe's calls a little bit. You know, maybe he calls a few more exotics. I don't know. But as far as technique goes and your ability and getting past the guy in front of you, that's just, you know, that's one-on-one stuff. And that doesn't change regardless of who's playing behind you. But it might change opportunities. It might allow them to do some more stunts. Maybe they attack their interior a little bit more. Maybe they're moved around a little bit more. So that might change. But as far as like, does it help their, you know, ability to get to the passer in a one-on-one situation? Not really. Joe, Aaron, you mean they are fielding a team this season? After hearing from the national media how awful this wide receiver core and offense as a whole will be, I figured they would just fold up the franchise. Joe, I sense your sarcasm and I'm loving it because I'm with you, man. I am tired of everyone talking about how horrible the Packers wide receiving group is. Fine. Are they long on potential and short on production so far in the NFL? No doubt about it. But man, wide receivers, golden retrievers, a family of beavers, I don't care. Packers still dropping 30 on people. I'm so sick of it. Like, how many times do people have to learn this lesson? Like, yes, can you pick out the odd game here or there where maybe the offense faltered? Yes, no question about it. There are several reasons why that happened, not just a wide receiver group. But now, because we're back to no Devontae and lots of young guys, and oh God, their offense is going to be terrible. These wide receivers suck. You don't know ball. Just shut up. The amount of hot air bullshit I've seen around this subject drives me insane. I know you were trying to get me going on that one, and you succeeded. Well done. I'm going to drink some hot cocoa. Logan, it's like 80 degrees here in New York. I can't imagine drinking hot cocoa today. I want to see a family of beavers play wide receivers. I like it, Logan. When do the Patriots ever have a good wide receiver group with Brady? They made it work with what they had. Yes, but they had two amazing tight ends, don't you know? That's the thing. Like, man, there are lots of different ways to win, lots of different ways to move the ball, lots of different ways to score. They have lots of talent on offense. Yes, they need to develop some wide receivers. Yes, they still have four-time fucking MVP Aaron Rodgers. You know what's way more important than the wide receiver group? What happens along the offensive line? That is a billion times more important than whoever they trot out there at wide receiver. No disrespect to the group at wideout, but the engine up front is 10 times more important. I get like hammering home the idea of like, who knows what is Bakhtiari going to be there? What's going to happen at right tackle? Are they going to be stout up the middle? Those are things that you could potentially be concerned about as a Packers fan, but like, wide receivers? Really? Man, fantasy football gone amok. Best tight end and best slot wide receiver of all time. Legolas, are you naming someone? Or am I supposed to do that? The best tight end? Man, I think Gronk's the best I've ever seen. And I'd put him up against anybody historically. You know, Ditka, Ozzie Newsome, all the greats. I mean, he's right there with that Pepsi challenge. As far as slot wide receivers, man, I don't know. There's a billion to choose from. Pick one. I don't have an opinion on that one. I don't even have an opinion. Mr. Englewood, what's up, man? Will you be doing the Coach Holmgren challenge this year? I believe this is in reference to my mustache. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Never mock the belt. Wise words, David. Wise words. It's a good place to leave it. I'm going to get going, everybody. Very exciting stuff. Team's going to be back on the field tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers is in the house. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you tune it in to Cheesehead TV tomorrow and throughout the week for all the coverage of Packers mandatory minicamp. It's going to be a good time. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.